Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Trista Suddenay Wren. You know, I'm so glad we're talking about this today because I intentionally have been avoiding your calls, your texts, and your emails, saving my venom for this podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, you looked beautiful at the wedding, as did Ryan, Max, and Blakeslee. All looked gorgeous. And
thanks.
But I felt like your outfits were missing something. In the jewels that you were all wearing, they were missing my reflection because I wasn't there.
I thought you were going to say, nice shoes for Ryan and Max, because a lot of people love that they both wore Converse, but it's been a thing for Ryan since, the Mesnick wedding. I think that Ryan actually forgot his nice shoes at that wedding and he ended up wearing his Converse and he got so many compliments that he was like, you know what? This is now my thing. Like, I'm always going to wear Converse with, actually it was, he had just done like a marathon or triathlon or something, Ironman, something crazy, and his feet were killing him. So he ended up wearing Converse instead. And the rest is history. So I'm like, you know what, people, you have nothing better to do than complain about Ryan Sutter and Max Sutter wearing Converse at a televised wedding.
Then
you
saw
need to
that.
Find something better to do.
I saw somebody chirping about that. I think I let him have it, actually. I was like, I think they look great. You know, I mean,
thank you.
First of all, I thought it was cool. I loved the fact that the kids were there with you. But secondly, I really loved that Max and Ryan did it together. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, from my perspective, you know, when you're a dad, things are so different. Like, I'm like, oh man, I hope my kids want to have matching shoes with me someday. You know, like, I thought that was really sweet. It made me all like giggly, but I thought you guys looked absolutely beautiful. And, you know, I definitely, you know, we had talked about it. I knew you guys were going to the wedding and I knew I wasn't. And, you know, there was that part. Cause I was like, should I get the chicken or the fish? And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll get the pasta cause I'm not going. And there's no reason for me to watch my carb intake because I don't need to look good. But you guys look great.
Oh, thank you. It was really fun. Actually, it was supposed to be just Ryan and I. And I asked, could the kids actually come with us? Because we had gone to the after the final rose for Golden, and I had gone to Golden to do the pickleball date, and we were going on all these little trips. And my daughter, especially Blakesley, loves to travel. Like, it doesn't matter where, just get us on a plane, and she's a happy girl. So I was like, they're going to kill me if we go to this wedding without them. She especially is just going to be like, what? You're going to another thing without me? So I asked if they could come, and they were so awesome to say, yes, of course, they are more than welcome to come to the wedding.
When was that that you asked? When was that? Because I'm wondering if it was when they called me and said that I wasn't invited anymore. They're like, you know what, Bob? We booked. Your table, because when they originally called me, they're like, you're sitting with Tristan and Ryan. We wanted to make sure we have like the all-star OG table. And I'm like, oh, sweet. And then they're like, oh gosh, Bob, we overbooked.
Stop trying to blame me. It's not my fault.
We had to trim the fat somewhere. I'm the fat guy again.
Oh, is that a fat joke? Yeah.
We're doing this again? Fat joke. Okay.
Stop it.
No, I'm just teasing. I thought it was actually, you know what, I got to tell you. So one of the things that I was excited about seeing the whole family there, because, you know, I feel like one of the turning points for this franchise was the Golden Bachelor, because, you know, we've all seen the show, right? A gazillion times. And it was so nice to see it take this turn with a more mature lead. And you and I have talked about this a lot, but my favorite part of the Golden Bachelor was the fact that the casting wasn't stunt casting. It was legitimately great casting and age appropriate casting. I really loved that part of it. And we got to meet so many of the women from the season. And man, I loved them all. And I loved that your whole family was there, because this show is what, you know, gave rise to your family. And I think it was really emblematic of all four of you being there. I think it, to me, it was exactly what that wedding needs, or not. Aww. It didn't need, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the show is really kind of all wrapped up in that. Like, you guys being there as a family, kind of celebrating, you know, Jerry and Tree. I don't know. To me, it meant a lot. I like seeing you guys there with Gary and Teresa and the whole thing. So it meant a lot to me. I felt like I was there in spirit. That's
yes, you were, of course.
And I wouldn't have been able to go anyway because I had to do my hair that night and I was busy, you know.
No, to be able to share it with the kids, like, it was really special, you know, like, they've never really gotten to do any of the events with us. They obviously know our story, and they know they, you know, will even get asked to be in pictures with us, you know, for the last, I don't know, 5-10 years. But to be able to be there and actually share it with them, and like Blakesley especially loves meeting everybody. Like, she had so much fun. We stood at the bar for a really long time with Caitlin and Joey and had the best conversation. Joey was giving her advice. Like, it was the cutest thing ever. And then Rachel Recchia, just Blakesley adores her. She was the sweetest. Same thing with Christina Mandrell, with Blakesley, like, pulling her onto the dance floor and dancing with her. Meanwhile, as I'm sure you could guess, Ryan and Max were just sitting at the table watching us do our thing on the dance floor, which, oh, it was hysterical. Like, if you saw us at the reception, it was like, oh yeah, that's exactly where I would have guessed Ryan would be with Max. Yep, and that's exactly where I would have guessed Tristan and Blakesley would have been. So, no, it was fun. It was really fun.
I always love when we're at events together, and Ryan will be like, you know, and I'll say to Ryan, I'm like, buddy, I love that. You know, I might not have seen him for like 5 years. I'm like, I haven't seen you in so long. He's like, nothing's changed. I'm so glad that you and Trista can go do that, and I'll be over here.
Exactly. That's him. And you know what? He loves it. He actually loves, like, he gets joy out of watching me get to do my thing. Like,
exactly.
Like, be out on the dance floor and cut a rug and just have so much fun singing songs and just living, you know, my best life. He just,
that's who he fell in love with. That spirit that you carry and you love, like, I mean, and Canyon's, you know, I found my mate and she's the same way. Like Canyon is the same way.
Yes.
Canyon would be sitting right there with Ryan.
Totally.
You know, having a great conversation and being very comfortable in silence at times too. And it's, you know, I mean, I go to the Derby every year, as you know, and I'll walk the red carpet. And I used to make Jessica walk the red carpet with me. I'd be like, please, you know, please. And now we're at the point, you know, 10 years in, I'll be like, it really means a lot to me. And, you know, now we'll walk the red carpet and I'll be like, see you on the other side.
Yeah.
You know? Totally. She'll be like, I love you. Have fun.
The iHeart thing.
Yes.
Like me and you are walking the red carpet together, and Max and, well, Ryan was like, okay, peace out. Yeah. I'll see you on the other side. I'm going to watch a hockey game on my phone.
Canyon didn't even come. She stayed home. She went to dinner and then went home. Right. It's like, exactly. What's going on? Where are our people?
I know. So funny.
Oh, man.
Yes, it was a really, really fun wedding. I am really happy for Gary and Teresa and Braden and Christina. I guess we're going to do this before. So they got engaged on the show, and there was all this controversy surrounding them about proposing to someone, but it's in the headlines now, and maybe we should just get into the headlines.
Sure.
That Braden actually talked to Gary and Teresa before and kind of asked them for their, what's the word?
Blessing. Their blessing.
Their blessing. That's the word. So I think that's so sweet that he reached out and said, even though this is a television event, this is still your wedding and I want to make sure that this is okay. So I thought that was very sweet and very mature.
Well, and let's be honest, kind of off brand for who we've gotten to know this guy to be, right? I mean, isn't he kind of been like a little bit of a troublemaker?
He, you know, was what I mean? Like, on The Bachelorette.
On his Bachelorette season.
When he was on Bachelor in Paradise, he totally flipped the script, and I feel like
completely. He had redemption.
Yeah. At least that
he did. You're right.
That was my take from Bachelor in Paradise. So, and when I met him, he was incredibly sweet and, you know, kind and mature. And, but like, you know, people were bringing up, and I actually had this conversation with Ben in a podcast that we did after the wedding about how I think Jess wrote him and said, why is someone else getting married at another person's wedding? And I guess I never really had that. I didn't take that away. I just thought, this is love. And now that I know that Braden reached out to them and had a conversation and they gave him their blessing, I think even more, like, more power to him, you know, if that's how you want to propose and share it with the world, especially because that's how people met you, then go for it, you know?
Well, and, you know, it's not a standard wedding, right? Like, I guess I could get it. Like, it's almost like, you know, don't wear white to a wedding, right? And like, people have that kind of mindset. Right. It's like, this isn't a standard, you know, wedding in, you know, at a banquet hall in, you know, wherever. This is a televised wedding where everyone that's there, or not everyone that's there, but a lot of people that are there are noteworthy characters from a television show. And, you know, so it's not completely out of the realm of possibilities that something sensational will happen. I mean, it is still a television show, right? At the end of the day, that is still something that's televised. And I think that the fact that he kind of treated it, you know, I mean, I would imagine if he did that he also asked, you know, her family for their permission, you know, to ask her to marry him as well.
Yeah.
And then for him to go to that length to ask Gary and Teresa, is it okay if I do this at your wedding? I think that's sweet. It's actually a nice thing. And, you know, man, it's like you just made a big deal here. You know what I mean? So I think it's pretty awesome.
And actually, I do have to say, this was before the wedding. So it was like a little cocktail party before the wedding. Gary and Teresa hadn't even entered the picture yet. Obviously, the event was about them and their love story, but they were none the wiser. They were probably in their rooms, you know, finishing touches, getting ready, spending it with family. And they they weren't part of it. So it wasn't really like part of their wedding. Like, I know a lot of people don't have a cocktail party prior to their wedding. You like, you know, get there when the wedding's supposed to happen. But it was part of this cocktail party that was just to allow for the show to, you know, introduce everybody who would would be there, including the family members and all of that. So, I really don't think the drama surrounding it was all that. But hey, that's just me. I love love.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
I got another headline that I love, and I love couple too, and I know you do too. Kaylin and Dean Bell moving into their new crib.
Yes, in Colorado.
Yep, I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's, I love it. So we, when we were all together at the iHeart event, we got to talk a lot about their new house, and, you know, they're telling us all sorts of different things about it, which I thought sounded amazing. And man, the pictures, I mean, the descriptions didn't do it justice. The pictures are absolutely beautiful. I mean, they really did a great job.
They yeah. did. I am so excited for them. I wish we were closer because they are one of my like favorite couples that like Ryan and I actually both vibe with. Like yeah. Ryan, great conversation with Dean at iHeart. They're very similar in terms yeah. of like their adventurous nature and
both mountain men, you know, they oh, really
they
are
total mountain men. I mean, yeah. that is exactly who they are. And I'm just so excited for them. I just wish they were closer, but I'm sure they'll be in Denver and we'll be that way. They've extended an invite to come and visit at some point, which I definitely would love to do. I mean, we're city people now, which is crazy to me, but we miss the mountains. So any chance to get to the mountains, I'm all about and just love them. But it looks like, and it sounds like they have so much space, like so much acreage. Land. It seems yeah. like lots of land. And actually, really funny side note, acreage, the word always, you know, you always laugh about fat jokes. I don't know if I've shared this yet, but we were sitting on the couch. We were watching Yellowstone a while ago. This was years ago. Maybe a couple years ago. And Ryan has this tendency to like repeat. If someone says something, he'll like repeat it and say, you are this or you are that or
right,
whatever.
Right. Like you're a this. Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, that's a lot of acreage. Or someone on the show said, that's a lot of acreage. And he turns to me and he goes, you're a lot of acreage. And I was like,
is that a fat joke?
Excuse me? Did I just hear you right? You just called me a lot of acreage?
Oh my God, that's so anyway, good.
So yeah. It just
to which my immediate response would have been, is that a fat joke?
Is that a fat joke? I think I actually said that.
I'm glad I've stayed in your lives all these years.
To this day, I still give him crap about it. But anyway, yeah. yes, they have a lot of acreage and I'm just so, so happy for them and, you know, the progression of their love story. They are one of my favorites.
Love They're them. Such a lovely couple. They are both such gentle people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know how else to say it. Like, they're just really gentle and kind people, you know? And,
yeah.
And I've gotten to know them over the years and I really genuinely like them a lot. And, you know, my wife does too. Like Canyon, we'll come away from these events and, you know, Canyon is, you know, obviously wasn't ever a part of Bachelor Nation. So she slowly over the years has gotten to know people and she's not a huge outgoing personality. So she is a slow burn, you know, and she always yeah. kind of hangs back and, you know, and so, you know, she'll come away from these things and be like, oh my God, I love her. And oh my God, I love her,
yes.
and, you know? And so she's always, I love her take on things. Because I just love everybody, you know, so it's like yeah. to get her take on things right. is always pretty yeah. cool too. In fact, yeah. I wanted to tell you, so it's kind of interesting. This is more something I need to talk to Ryan about, not necessarily for our show, but one of my really good friends is a guy I met years ago at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis when I was, oddly enough, I was opening for Matchbox 20 at this rooftop thing and pretty cool, you know, night and everything.
Yeah.
And we met randomly. And then now 20 years later, I do some work with him, some consulting work with him.
Amazing.
Well, anyway, it's crazy. So the other day we're having lunch, just hanging out. And I said something to him and he goes, hey, do you and Trista do a podcast together? I said, yeah.
Oh.
And he goes, I can't believe it. My wife loves it. She listens all the time. She like, Aww. She looks for the OGs. And I said, oh, that's so nice. And he goes, you know, I would always go out to Colorado with some buddies of mine on this ski trip and we would get a place and it was right near the firehouse and I would talk to Ryan all the time.
Aww,
and he's like,
cool.
and he goes, and I'd always bring you up because you're from Michigan and I'm from Michigan. And he's like, and I'd be like, yeah, I met Bob at the Memphis Peabody Hotel one time. And he's like, oh, Bob's my guy. And it was just so funny, Aww. You know, like the small world connection. I'm like, I'm gonna tell Trista that on our show.
Freaking world. It is yeah, such a crazy. Small world. Seriously. It is.
Yeah.
So small world and going from Colorado couple to another Colorado couple
yes.
in the lines. Sarah Heron is pregnant again. I am so happy with her.
I'm so excited
happy for her.
She, you talk about a lovely person who went through it, right? I mean,
I know. I mean, they lost their son right after he was born, and I literally can't imagine. My heart just was broken for them. I actually, funny side note, I took the first picture of them, together. It was at an event for her charity organization, and he was a photographer, and love seeing them together, and am just so happy for them now with continuing to pursue IVF. And and it actually took this time, and they are expecting twins. So
oh my God, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm saying prayers for, you know, a successful and happy birth and pregnancy. And she's a very sweet person. And man, there's nothing harder than to watch someone struggle with fertility and fertility issues. And especially when you know how wonderful of a parent they're going to be. And it's like, she's just going to be such a great mom. And I don't know her husband, but I've heard great things about him too. And, you know, so I'm so excited for them, and I can't wait, you know, for the great news. It's like, you know, there's certain people I've only met a few times, you know, like, it's not like I know her. It's like, the few times I've met her, I've been like, God, I love her, man. She's awesome. I feel like I know her, you know, like it's one of those things. And I think we all have that experience from our show. And like, you know, I think you and I've talked about before, like our little fraternity or a little sorority of people that we've, you know, somehow rubbed elbows with over the 20 some years that you and I have been around this franchise. But we might not know these people, but in some weird way, we kind of are connected and feel like we know them. And you know, with her, I definitely have. I've hung out with her. We've had dinner, whatever it might be. And I feel really happy for her and for her husband. And I'm so excited for them. And another person who I feel like that, Claire Crawley. Talk about somebody who's been through it, man. You talk about somebody who's been through the ringer, you know? I remember a night, and this is years and years and years ago. I was still living in LA, and I don't know what was going on, but Sarah Heron was there too, and Claire was there. She hadn't even been the Bachelorette yet.
Yeah.
And I remember she was in town, and we were out like club hopping or something. And I was living there, so I kind of knew a bunch of people. So we would just walk to the front of the line. I'd be like rolling in with a troop of people. And, but it was just super fun, you know? And I remember thinking she was just so awesome, and I loved her. And then when she went on The Bachelorette, and I loved how she kind of had her own thing going, and she was just, you know, putting it out there. She wasn't afraid, and, you know, was going to do her own thing. And, you know, left the show early because she found this guy, and she's like, this is my dude, and I'm not messing around. And, you know, it's like things that, I mean, we couldn't have done back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Even if I know for a fact you knew Ryan was your guy at one, and I know that you had that feeling, but we wouldn't even have thought we could have acted on it if we knew that at the time. We're like, oh, we got to go through this process. And, you know, it just, the show had morphed into such a thing now where you're like, I'm doing this. Yeah. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for her, you know, and it was just, you know, a bummer after another bummer. And then now for her to find, you know, just this happiness and oh my God. And now her baby girl, and oh, just so happy for her.
I know it. I know it. It definitely makes me so happy when, a friend can find that kind of joy and happiness in life. Like, she's just wanted it for so long, it seems. And I was anxiously watching the stories just to see her stories on Instagram, just to see, you know, make sure that everything was okay and the baby was healthy. And she just seems like on cloud nine.
I always felt like she reached out to you a lot before she was the Bachelorette, like, because she was going to be the oldest Bachelorette at the time. And it was like, she was a little nervous about all of it. And I don't know why. I felt like she told me she had talked to you.
You know me in my memory. I don't, I don't remember, but, yes, I've always felt connected to her. I feel like from when she was on Juan Pablo season, I feel like we connected back then. And hung out at Jade and Tanner's wedding, which was also the like 20th anniversary or something like that. Yeah. So, I love her. And honestly, any woman who shares the sentiment of wanting to be a mom who has struggled or had any kind of struggle, I really relate to that because that was me. I wanted to be a mom so badly. That was just my entire goal in life, and struggled with it for 2 years. So knowing, you know, the struggles that she had experienced and now finding that, like, I guess, dream come true. I'm just thrilled for her. So, and then another baby, we've got multiple babies, Jesse Palmer, which was so funny at the ceremony. So, I found out from a source that, that Wells was actually rehearsing to step in for Jesse, if Jesse had to leave. So his wife was basically like, I think I'm in labor, but I think he was already in California. And so they were like prepared for the baby to come and Jesse to have to leave. So I think that Wells was rehearsing, and then, or maybe Jesse was there with his wife. And then when he got the go ahead to like come to California and do it. And I think they had a plane on standby ready to fly him to Miami in case she went into labor. And he alluded to that on the live show. He was like, you know, I'm waiting for the text from my wife just in case things happen before I'm done with this wedding, I will be heading out. But
so I'm happy for so them. Happy
for them too. Yeah. I love all these babies. It just makes me happy.
I love it too. I think because I was like a dad, you know, I didn't become a dad until later in life. And it's like, I almost missed out on that. And it's like now when I see people having kids, I'm like, you're going to be so excited. You're going to be so happy. Trust me. This is going to be the greatest thing you've ever done in your life. You know, because in my mind, I think I had resigned myself to the fact maybe I'm not going to have a family, you know, maybe I'm not going to have kids or whatever. And so now when I see people, it just brings me back to the joy that I had in my heart and how I felt and in those moments and how I feel every day. And, you know, it's like, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, good for you. You know, like, here we go, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and also kind of makes me a little jealous. Like, I wish I could do it again. I wish I could be, even though pregnancy did not agree with me. I wish I could be pregnant again, have that excitement of going to the hospital and getting ready to meet them and watching them, you know, grow from this teeny tiny little nugget, you know. It makes me a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. All these babies, I wish I could do it again. I do.
Well, you've been a great mom to the two that you do have. So you should definitely celebrate in that. They're lucky to have you, Trista. Thank Sutter, you. Nay, Ren.
Oy vey, the nay.
The nay. Oy vey, the nay.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
You know, we've talked about all the good stuff, and with all the good stuff, of course, you know, there's going to be some stuff that isn't so great. And some unfortunate news in Bachelor Nation, of course, Rachel Lindsay and Brian Absalo. You know, it's odd. I don't know either of them personally. But oddly enough, I have a friend in common with Brian, with Dr. Abs, as he was called for a little bit. And it's a buddy of mine from Iowa, and I'll never forget it. He came up to me. He's like, "Hey, my friend is my really good buddy. He's my chiropractor. He's going to be on this season of The Bachelorette. Oh, he's the greatest guy. You would love him." And so I always felt like I kind of had a kinship with him, you know. You know, went through the show and everything, and so I my heart goes out to them as a couple. You know, obviously I was divorced, you know, post Bachelor, and. In the limelight, my ex-wife was an actress. She wasn't on the show, but you know, it's really difficult to go through something like that, in the public eye, whether you signed up for it or not. And one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone like complains to a guy they hardly know about their spouse. You know what I mean? It just drives me absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
And I'll always say to them, I'll say, you know, hey, look, I'll tell you the God's honest truth. Like getting divorced, even if you want it, sucks. Like it really does. And it hurts no matter whether you want it or not. And so, or whether you think you want it or not. So my heart goes out to Brian and Rachel, because obviously one of them or both of them wanted it, and now they're going through it, and it's gonna get a lot worse before it gets better. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, I feel for them. You know, it's not easy in the spotlight, especially, and it's not easy when you're not in the spotlight. So either way, they're going through it. I mean, the last I had heard, you know, I know they were very private, but the last I had heard, they were talking about expanding their family and no longer being a long distance couple and all that kind of stuff. And so I was kind of, you know, optimistic about what was going to happen next. And, you know, then the other shoe dropped. So, I mean, you may know more. I don't, but.
I don't. I haven't talked to Rachel. Actually, I need to reach out to her. I just for that reason. I know divorce is hard. I have a lot of friends going through it or have been through it. And, you know, I'm a child of divorce, so I know how hard it is. So I need to reach out just as my friend and just say I'm thinking of you. But so I've been a bad friend, a very bad friend. So Rachel, I hope you can forgive me for being a bad friend, but it's not because there's a side for me. Like she is my friend. I don't know Brian. And I hate the whole blame game when anyone breaks up. It doesn't matter if it's a divorce or, you know, like Caitlin and Jason or Ashley and JP or whoever's breaking up in Bachelor Nation. There's always like people searching for who cheated. And did something wrong, or can it just be that it wasn't meant to be a lifelong relationship? You know,
Yep. I always say that whenever I hear about people breaking up, I'm always like, well, there's three sides to every story. There's her side, his side, and the truth, right? Because everyone's got their own spin and their own feeling on things, and that can kind of sometimes cloud your judgment. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, the ultimate thing is it just didn't work. And so what a bummer, and it's sad. And but now it's a new beginning, and hopefully, you know, thankfully they didn't have children and you know, and have that kind of, you know, unfortunate circumstance for the child. So now that they have an opportunity to move on and get started fresh and hopefully find the right person for each other. So, you know, that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. I did hear her say that, in an interview, or it was reported about, and I could be getting this wrong because it was reported about her speaking up in an interview or on her podcast saying, you know, they were basically living separate lives. He was working his basic 9-to-5, you know, as a chiropractor, and, she was working, I think, nights, essentially, like doing, you know, events and things for her correspondent work, and hosting stuff. So that's just hard, you know, like how do you keep a marriage going when you don't see each other? Right. That's really hard. I don't know anybody who could. That's kind of like also like the Dancing with the Stars thing. Anytime someone from the show goes on Dancing with the Stars, I'm like, no, because you're going to be gone all the time. You are never going to see the person that you just chose to be with.
I think the same thing. I always do. I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Here we go.
Know. I will say at the wedding, I talked to Charity about the Dancing with the Stars thing. And I told her, cause Ben and I interviewed her for the podcast. And, I said, I was worried about you. I was worried about you and Dutton because you went on the show right afterwards. And it always worries me, my little babies, that, you know, you're not going to be able to, be successful. And they're so happy right now. And he is amazing. I love him. I'm happy super to cool. say they got through the, you know, the rigmarole or the
gauntlet.
The gauntlet, the Dancing with the Stars gauntlet. Yeah, I'm happy for them that they were able to do that, and sad for Rachel and Brian that they couldn't work things out. So
yeah, well, bummer. It's unfortunate. I mean, it really is. But you know, there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, thankfully we had more happy stories to report in our headlines today than sad ones. So congratulations to everyone for all the babies and all the good news there. And like you said, we're so sorry for Rachel and for Brian, but hopefully they have a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, so to speak, with the moving on in their lives. And there's a lot of happiness in store for them too. So anyway. That's what we have today in our headlines for Almost Famous, not just the OGs, but Almost Famous.
I think that Ashley's in Disney right now, which I know that you've done Disney. Yeah, you've done Disney with your kids a lot. You know Disney's great grandson or whatever.
Yes. I do. I've only done it with Grayson. We haven't done it with Blakers yet, but
really?
Yeah, but Blake is in love with Frozen. I mean, the movie Frozen, like it is. Oh my God. He'll walk around like he'll just be, let it go.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Oh, please. Yeah. You have to be getting video of all that. You have
we
to.
Do, we do. He, he's in love with Elsa and he loves Olaf. And, and Grayson will be like, Daddy, he wants to watch Frozen again. I'm like, okay, thanks, buddy. You know,
Grayson's my translator. When we needed to start changing things up because it was constant, always on in the car, like constantly on repeat, we changed it so you can choose to watch it in different languages.
Oh, I like that.
So now let that he knows vamos. All the words, probably, he can actually learn another language because he'll learn.
This could be helpful. This could be very helpful. Rosetta Stone.
Exactly. Disney version of Rosetta Stone.
Disney's Rosetta Stone to the tune of Frozen. I like it. We can use all the help we can get. No, you know, it's so funny because Grayson is like our translator. He'll come over and he'll be like, Daddy, Blake wants milk. And he'll be like, Machi. I'm like, oh, that's what milk is. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. If it weren't for Grayson, man, the poor kid would starve to death. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's cute. I love it. Yeah. Anyway, I hope that Ashley is having a really fun trip to Disney. The memories from Disney vacations are just the best. Ben is in Florida having the time of his life, too, playing golf,
yes.
Of course, which I know he loves. I think Wells is out there, too, probably Chris Harrison. I don't know. All the golfers.
They're all out there. They're all out there. Everyone except me. Once again, not invited. But it's okay. It's okay. Because I am invited next week, which I'm very, very excited about.
What's next week? Because I'm not invited. So there you go.
Oh, what? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'll be in Florida next week. I'm going to Florida actually for a work-related thing for a week. So that'll be nice.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like an iHeart thing.
No, not next week. The week after, I have a golf event. So I'll be golfing in 2 weeks. So
okay,
nice.
Well, that's good. See?
Yeah.
You don't get not invited to everything.
Right. I don't get shunned from every public event. No, you know, it's funny. I mean, I love golf, but I am not, I'm not nearly as good as like Wells and Ben or Chris. Yeah. Like Chris is a stick. So it's like when those things come up and I'm like, oh my God, I want to do it so bad. Part of me is like, I really want to be there. But the other part of me is like, do I? Because at the end of the day, right. I really want to be, you know, seeing my name up on a big board like that with my scores.
Totally.
No,
yeah.
I do not.
You just want to go hang. It was like at the wedding, all the boys, except Ryan, because he hates golf, went and played golf the day of the wedding just to, you know, go have fun. And it was Palm Springs. So
sure.
They all got their golf on. But I think they also all got their drink on.
I would not be surprised by that. They usually go hand in hand, those two activities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I happen to be really good at the second activity there, not so good at the first one. So, you know.
Yep, I get it. Awesome. Okay,
always
well,
great
everybody,
with
thanks
you.
For listening. Thanks
yes.
for Ashley and Ben allowing us to invade your space and take over while you're gone.
Yes.
And until next time, I've been Trista.
And I've been Bob. Have a great time, everybody.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.